Hi there, this is Janet Roper, modern shaman, animal communicator, and educator, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about today using your intuition when you connect with animals. Now, in our society, of course, we are taught that we need to use our brain. And the brain, it takes up such a small part of our body, but that's how we usually get in our information, is through our brain. We figure it out, we think about it, we come up with answers, we research, we remember the facts, we deduce the facts, and that's just the way we're taught to rock and roll in our society. So the intuition part of ourselves, I'm not going to say just our brain, but the intuition part of ourselves gets left out in the cold, so to speak. And again, if you think of the brain just taking up a small percentage of our body, we've got that much more of a bigger percentage that we can use to take in the information intuitively. So what I'm going to say, and it's a blanket statement, but for right now, at this moment in time, what I'm going to say is when you are communicating with animals, get out of your brain so that you can receive the information through other parts of your body. So for instance, when I'm communicating with animals, I'm bypassing my brain. Okay, now, yeah, there is a time when I will use it, but for this moment in time, like I said, it was a blanket statement, okay, because we use our brain so much. When you start communicating with animals, just set your brain aside, so to speak, and say, yeah, I'm going to get back to you later. So think about what it would be like if you could use your physical feelings to get information from the animals. If you were going out to a barn, if you have a horse, and you get to the barn, and all of a sudden your back is hurting, that could be your horse telling you that his or her back hurts, and they're sending you the information through your physical feelings. What about your emotional feelings? What about if you're connecting with your cat and you're just feeling really tired and really no energy, and all you want to do is curl up and nap? Well, what if that's the way your cat has chosen to connect with you? I'm going to invite you also that when you are using your intuition, to rely on your ears to give you information. Listen for sounds that you don't normally hear when you're connecting with the animals. So if you're connecting with your dog and there's the sounds of silence, when usually you would be hearing more sounds, maybe white noise, maybe the birds, maybe the neighbor's car, maybe the neighbor mowing their grass. Pay attention to the sounds that are and are not there. And the same thing with your eyes. When you're connecting with the animal, rely on your eyes to give you information, not just your brain, but your eyes, okay? So sometimes, because we're so used to working from our brain, we put everything else on the back burner. You know, it gets the back seat and everything. So we process things through our brain. But what I'm asking you to do is to rely on your physicality to give you information when you are working with your intuition and with the animals. And you can rely on your dreams also to give you information. So when you are connecting with animals, set your brain aside, at least at the very beginning, and see what else comes to you. What are you feeling? What are you feeling physically or emotionally? What are you sensing with your eyes, with your ears, with touch? What's coming through that way? If you would like to learn more about this, I invite you to attend a workshop that I'm giving this Thursday. That is January 18th at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And the workshop is called Befriending Your Intuition for Effective Animal Communication. And we're going to be covering the basics of intuition, how and why it works, and it's really not the left or the right side of your brain. It's both sides. We're going to be talking about ways to consciously develop it, and we're going to be talking about specific ways how to use your intuition when connecting with animals. So I invite you to go to my website, janetroper.com, and up at the top you will see products and services, and then if you scroll down you'll see animal communication online workshops. So click on through until you get to the workshop information, which is this Thursday, January 18th, 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain, and you can sign up for the workshop. As soon as you're signed up, you will receive information on your next step. Janet Roper, modern shaman, animal communicator, and educator.